When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
Well, friends, it's real.
Oh my gosh, I am psyched.
I can't believe, like, we talked about it in a Weekly Profit, right?
Okay, so actually, somebody just recently posted, we did, okay. Sorry, not to, like, totally ignore that question.
No, go,
we
go, go,
did
go.
Talk about it in a Weekly Profit, but somebody just posted in the Facebook group today about how they're on, like, episode 181.
Shut
and
up.
We talked about a rumor of the TV show happening.
I'm oh, telling shoot. Y'all, did I not say
I
that
agree.
This has it's been in the works for Forever. A long time? And if they were going to do it, they were going to have to get the author on board, obviously. And they were going to have to really do it right for an agreement to happen.
And I think that the only way that... I think that the only way that the fans are that are our age would be on board was if they truly, truly stick to the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, I mean, if I'm being completely honest, do not get me wrong. What?
Are they going to use Leavesden?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh,
I don't know.
What is it? Because the tour.
I mean, maybe some of the stuff will just like go off exhibit every now and then.
I don't want it to be all CGI.
Why remake
stuff?
It,
no,
you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Why remake all that stuff when it's literally there?
I know, but is it like antique?
I mean, there
do
is
you know
that.
What I mean?
There is that, but I do wonder as well. I hope that they keep it British.
Mm. Mm.
I hope they don't Americanize it.
No, please don't. Oh my God.
But I don't think that they did with the Lord of the Rings series. That I wasn't that still filmed in New Zealand and everything. They did it just like they did the movies. So like, and that was that HBO? That was Amazon, wasn't
that's
it?
Amazon. Are you talking Rings of Power?
Yeah, that yeah. was Amazon. Well, I mean, we know it's been done with a big series before where mm-hmm. they do like keep the certain roots to it. And I hope that that stays, but
the screaming
I mean,
roots.
They're I mean, you literally have every detail.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
Already written down.
Exactly.
I
always wanted it to be this way.
I don't know why.
Are you going to cry?
Yes. I hope we see Peeves.
I know.
Right.
And I was thinking like the Death Day party. I want to see the Death Day party that got completely cut.
Oh my
the
God.
Whole like Harry sneaking out to go
yes.
and duel Draco.
Yeah.
And like that doesn't happen.
Well, because like you can do it justice if you do it.
Charlie
like
Weasley.
This. Okay, but if he's not played by Ed Sheeran, I mean,
I'm out.
Yeah.
What if that happened?
No.
Oh my God.
The Battle of the Astronomy Tower that we all have been talking. I mean, that's fresh
yeah.
in my mind because we've been talking about it so much and it never really happened.
Our friend Carly was talking about how the Lemony Snicket series, the series of unfortunate events,
mm-hmm.
how the setup of that series was literally like one episode per chapter.
That's super cool.
That would be pretty cool.
I would die.
I need a proper explanation of the Marauder story instead of just a gloss over that didn't
yeah.
even make sense. Just explain it.
I don't, like, yeah. I want us to be open-minded going into this.
100%.
As a fandom.
Oh, well, I am.
Yeah. I know that there's, like, a lot of negativity floating around, but I feel...
And not necessarily regarding, like, you know, we talk about like the involvement of the author and whatnot. Right. I think a lot of the negativity actually is more so about the fact that like people didn't necessarily want this.
It's already
story
the same
redone.
Story again.
They wanted something new, which I understand. 2001,
though. I'm it okay with it. Fresh since us, book one.
It feels fresh to us.
Yeah.
But is it really?
It's not.
It could do so much more.
I want all the things that we haven't seen, you know?
Yes.
And I think that we could really, it could really be something beautiful. And I think I said on Instagram, like, HBO money makes a difference.
It really does.
Think
of Game of Thrones.
Okay, so Sam brought that up in the chat. HBO did pretty good with Game of Thrones until they ran out of material. Guess what, folks?
They're not going to run out of material.
We have all of our material.
Yeah, so like... they can do something really beautiful.
Hagrid's story with the giants when he goes with Madame Maxime.
Yes. Deathly Hallows could be done so much more better as... does that make sense?
So no, much. So much better.
So much better.
So much more better.
So much more better.
But that's as, how much better yeah, it
so much more.
As a TV show, though. And like, honestly, I love the movies. I've always loved the movies. But it's really yeah. just like this nostalgia feeling more than anything at this point.
I think we're attached to the actors for sure.
Definitely yeah. attached to the actors. And it's going to be really hard to envision Snape as somebody else.
Oh, my
or
God.
Ollivander as somebody else.
And I can't imagine. And I can't imagine like Robbie Coltrane not as Hagrid.
I know.
What? But open your minds.
I hope
open
they bring
your hearts.
Some diversity to the cast.
Yeah.
I hope that that happens.
Hermione specifically.
Yeah. I mean, they could do a lot there. I just Emily in our chat said, I think that they'll be feeling some pressure from the Disney Percy Jackson series. I totally agree. Yeah. I think that Disney really is putting a lot behind that. Project they got Rick how do you say his name Riordan
sure I don't,
you got me
they got him really involved in it and I
it's
think
like Riordan because it's a long I but I don't know names are different
okay teacher
yeah. Well, love you vowels go a walking Riordan
okay. Riordan
that well they got him involved either. So like with
that's fine
and also they announced that so HBO Max is actually going away and it's going to just be called Max because they're incorporating Discovery into it as well. Because right now, like, I have Discovery Plus because I love all of the, those reality shows and stuff that are on Discovery. But that, and, like, that's a lot cheaper than HBO Max monthly. But, like, now it's all just going to be lumped into one. And
you
it's going to be called Max.
You know what? I called it that it was really sus that all 8 films went back onto HBO Max. Just because.
Yeah.
Was it because?
No,
or was
it
because we had a deal?
Yeah.
You guys, I'm a seer.
Obviously.
As a seer. I just want to put out there that I think that all of us, Tiffany started saying this, but I think we all should go into this series with an open mind. I think that this series is the beginning to a partnership potentially with HBO Max for the long haul. It could become more.
Think about how many stories we don't know.
Right.
Dumbledore.
Could they finish Fantastic Beasts as a TV series?
I mean, I think it should have been.
Could they
the
convert
start, actually.
It into a TV series
it's
with
like
Newt finding different beasts and have like each episode? Like there's so much potential.
I'm down for a straight to VHS version of that. I don't care. I'll take it.
You know what? I'm
Marauders,
on board with you.
Founders.
Well, I think that...
I mean, there's so many different stories. The Malfoys, the Black.
Yeah.
Like...
so many.
The three brothers.
Ooh.
Like, think about all of that. That
what if they
could
did
potentially
a story
just branch.
Following the path of the Elder Wand.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That would be beautiful.
But yeah. Like, Meg, I think you said this earlier before we were even talking Nicholas about this Flamel. Here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe because people don't want it to be the original story, which I don't have a problem with. But if you do, like, maybe they need to do this to see how it goes to do other
this
ones.
This is the safe option in terms of, like, doing a streaming thing with Harry Potter. Redoing this story is the safest thing they could do. And with the flop of Fantastic Beasts in theaters, I think that this was their best next route.
I think they'll pick it up.
I do.
I don't know if it's going to go back to theaters.
No.
People think that it's completely squashed. Has that been said officially?
No, I don't think so.
I don't.
Well, smart on them for leaving it open if they're entering the world of series.
I think it was
kind of
left open ended. Like, we're not really going to comment on it, but we're not going to like say yes, it's happening. We're not saying no, it's not. So
I'm
like,
shocked. I'm so fine with it being straight to VHS.
I'm shocked that this news came as it did, because we've been hearing, I mean, what, episode 180 something? We've been hearing
something
this rumor since like the beginning of time.
Same. Well, Wednesday, where was that?
And like, I don't know, but we said
it.
And
I
don't know if we talked about it on the pod. We definitely talked about it with each other, and we said somebody said next Wednesday
they're gonna announce it, and like,
and
boom,
and it happened.
Here we are.
So whoever that source was,
they were legit. Them close.
Yeah, keep them close.
It was announced on 4/12.
We would like to know casting.
4/12 equals 7.
Oh my god, I bet that was on purpose.
Just saying. That's some Taylor Swift stuff.
I was just gonna say, are they doing some Taylor Swift stuff here?
Holy jeez.
Ooh.
Excuse you.
I know. I don't know. I'm excited.
Me too.
And I said this on Instagram for sure. And everybody keeps writing. I mean, we get people ask me in my DMs, Swish DMs. Emails we've gotten over the years. What are you doing after 7? Is the podcast going to end? Well, thanks to our little owl from HBO. No, we were hand delivered years worth of content today.
I think that is what brings me so much joy with this announcement, is that like they are basically committing to doing 7 seasons. So that Ooh, means that,
that
like
me
we're
chills.
Expanding the Potter fandom. First of all, this is going to bring in.
Let's get all
this is
going to
bring
in kids
more
in
people.
Here.
This is going to bring in more kids.
Adults.
It's going to be a show Grannies. That they can that they can gravitate and grab onto the way that we can, because this is another reason why I think that this show is the idea of doing this show is so beautiful, is because I think about my memories growing up with Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
And some of my favorite memories were waiting for new content.
Yeah.
Okay. And the fact that Harry Potter is still going strong, there are still young kids who are getting into it, and they don't have that anymore. They can wait until their parents can hopefully afford to take them to Universal Studios, but that's not. This is so much more accessible to kids. And this is just going to be such a great thing for new fans to get involved, get excited, have that feeling that I miss having and that I loved having as a kid so much. It made me so happy to be like, oh my gosh, Dad, will you take me to the midnight release of the book? Or, oh my gosh. I mean, I think about my mom taking me out of school to go and see Chamber of Secrets the day that it opened. And like, kids don't have that now.
We will now.
I know.
You guys. No, but this is real. Like,
it is.
It's been a minute since we've waited for Harry Potter.
I mean, honestly,
content.
Like.
And we're living it again. This
Fantastic
is it.
Fantastic Beasts was great.
It was
but
great.
Like, Harry.
Harry.
We're getting Harry again. I literally am so happy.
These are the times that we said we missed, and we get to live them again.
And we get to get new people involved. Just grow the fandom.
Let it be positive and
uplifting. Let it grow.
Again.
Let it grow.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring Frozen into this.
Oh, jeez Louise.
Dang.
Oh, I'm kidding. I'm
you
kidding.
See you're on Disney's side. Wow.
I'm just so excited.
I wonder what kind of deal this was, though, because Warner Brothers is its own dealie.
HBO's its own dealie too, isn't it?
I think. But also,
does anybody own HBO or are they their own entity?
That's what I was, I think that Warner, I think.
Or are they partnered or Warner are Brothers, it umbrellas?
Warner Brothers owns Discovery.
HBO,
Warner
Emily.
Warner Brothers owns HBO.
Well, when we went to that screening, we got, that was HBO Max because we got that mask that said That's HBO Max.
Right.
But that was where they released the special. I guess I still just like didn't know that Warner Brothers owned HBO. Though,
it was
that's
at
awesome.
Warner Brothers.
So oh, yeah, maybe they're owned by a parent subsidiary, Warner Media.
All right. Well, there you go.
Thanks, Bugs Bunny.
Is that what it was?
Yes. What?
How do you Don't not you picture see him like, coming out of the WB?
Yeah, he's like, what's up, Doc? With the carrot?
Shame on you.
Yes, Katie, I know that he says what's up.
I know, but he leans against the WB.
I know, you're right.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Uh-huh. All right. Well,
love you.
We just wanted to come on here and give our initial reaction and get it out to all of you while it was fresh in your minds. And if you see this pop up on your podcast app and you're like, what? Surprise! There's a Harry Potter show coming
Welcome.
To HBO.
And come and listen to us. We
have
we'll
be talking
time.
About it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to follow along on all of our fun reactions and whatnot in real time as other things get announced with the show, you can follow us on social media at SwishFlickCast. Or check out our website at swishflickcast.com. There's lots of cool stuff on there as well. Mm-hmm. And thank you guys so much.
Yeah. All right. Well,
let's do this. I'm so excited.
Crazy times. That concludes this
little ditty.
Little ditty.
Oh my God.
Thanks so much for listening. And don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.